The following is an exclusive presentation of Ray TV.
Doss back at the Ravens 20. Lechler gets off a high, towering punt. Doss will field it at the 18, starts to his left, runs to his right, 25, 30. He's got an avenue, 40. He's to midfield, has to beat the punter, near sideline, 40, 30. Nobody there, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Tandon Doss. 82-yard punt return as the Ravens get their second touchdown of the first half from the most unlikely of sources.
And welcome into Ravens one-on-one. After seeing that Tandon Doss punt return for a touchdown, we have to have him as our guest, and I'm glad we're just talking with him and not trying to keep up with him on the field trying to run, because that was some takeoff running, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was a spectacular moment. You know, it's really one of those plays where if this season is as successful as we hope it will be for the Ravens, we're going to look at that play as one of those hinge plays where things really turn. Darryl Smith's interception, your punt return for a touchdown, and that turned the Houston game into a totally different experience.
Oh, yeah. Darryl opened up for us wide open. Got things rolling, got the momentum turned around, and then, you know, got another score with me. So we got the momentum changed, and we picked it up from there and did a good job.
When it works, and when you break an 82-yard punt return for a touchdown, it looks so easy. But we know it's not, or every time you've returned a punt, it would be a touchdown.
Yeah.
Take us through the anatomy of that. First with the Gunners. They did a great job on setting things up for you.
Yeah, well, like I said before, I had a sideline turn to their bench called. The Vice had both corners on lockdown, so I didn't have any pressure at the beginning, and their kicker had a leg on him, so he outkicked his coverage. Their middle came down to the left side of the field, which forced me back right, and there's a little alleyway open, and people picked up blocks on the way there, and they escorted me in.
And you did a couple of great head and shoulders shimmy shakes to set yourself up for each guy.
Mm-hmm.
You almost had to go through, I think it was three different guys to really create the opening.
Yeah.
At what point in this return does the thought cross your mind of, okay, this isn't just a good return.
Yeah.
This is maybe to the house.
Yeah. There's like different levels of defenders usually on punt return. There's the first, second, and third. And once I got to the third, which was the kicker, I pretty much knew I was going to score. So felt good.
And then once you get past Shane Lechler, it's you and the sideline, literally you and the sideline. Your body's leaning in the direction of the chalk. How in the world did you keep your feet off the sideline?
I have no idea. I don't know why I bowed out so much. Next time I'm going to try to keep it a little straighter. But, I tiptoed, and I thought originally when I was running that I stepped out. But I just kept running. I heard everybody on the sideline kept saying, go, go, go. So I kept going, and I'm glad I did.
And 70,000 people in the stadium and countless people on television see Ray Lewis running down the sideline with you. Did you have any idea that was Ray cheering for you?
No. It was like a blur to me as I was running. But I just heard everybody yelling, go, 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 go. So, it felt good.
And Tandon, when you do that, I mean, that's a big